Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, 14th of October, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for the day predicts partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the afternoon. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 27 to high of 32, with a heat index on 37. Southerly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 40%. For later on, the predictions are partly cloudy with thunderstorms, with winds from south at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 90%, with the rainfall amounts near 23.4 millimeters possible. Morning humidity was on 73 and it will drop on 62% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 74%. And on early Saturday morning, it's full moon, with of course the penumbral lunar eclipse on 18th of October. On Wednesday, 16th of October at 5 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Working Committee is organizing a general meeting on entry-exit policy to present the latest draft, explain how it was arrived at, and answer questions. It will be followed by a resident assembly to accept or reject these regulations for admission or termination of persons in the Register of Residence, which is the official name for the entry-exit policy. You might have noticed some handwritten and colored posters around the city on the trees, and behind them is Elisa, who invites us on the 26th of October at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi, and as she says, shall we dream unity, dance unity, or their unity? She would like to share and talk with those who are inspired about our unity. How can we welcome and help the manifestation of unity? Can we envision it today? Each one in his own way. Can we connect to the energies it is carrying, the energy of connectivity with ourselves and among each other, the energy of awareness of our divine being? Imagine a time when we become fully conscious of our divine dimensions as an integral part of our interactions. Jumping into our oneness, imagine a time when we would mirror and honor among each other our divinity, and time when the manifestation of the city would be joyfully inspired and uplifted by this consciousness. As we dream unity, envision unity, connect to unity, we give it a concrete shape to manifest. And the following announcement will make parents of all children happy, because for Integral Education Teacher Training Program, which was initiated by Heidi Watt, assisted by steering committee consisting of Charlie and Maya, co-chairs Adriana, Dava Selvi, Francois, Lisbeth, Simone and Susie, was announced the start of an Integral Education Teacher Training Program. Yippee! The purpose of the program is to prepare people interested in becoming teachers for work in the Auroville schools, but also to provide support and new ideas for experienced teachers wishing to improve their skills. Beginning teachers and experienced teachers are both welcome. The structure of the program will allow participants to proceed at their own pace and to focus on their own needs and interests. The participants will be assigned an individual advisor, and with the help of advisor will design their own programs. All learning, whether from workshops, seminars, or reflection on teaching experience, will be documented in portfolio. When mastery in five significant areas has been documented, the participant will receive a certificate of completion. The five areas of educational significance are philosophies of education, and particularly integral education, human development and child psychology, culture and cognitive diversity, including special needs, teaching methods as appropriate practical experience. A few participants will be selected. If you're interested in applying to the Integral Education Teacher Training Program, contact Francois, Charlie, and Maya at aveetp@gmail.com. The participants should be interested in working with children, Auroville or newcomer, able to communicate effectively in English, orally and in writing, committed to working in an Auroville school. Miraculous Productions needs a miracle, and they are calling to anyone out there who could make a donation to Miraculous Productions to help them cover the cost of their recent theatrical production, Iniki Malarki, Nalarki, Anarchy. Their account number is 251058. Their biggest costs are lights, sound system, and generator. It would be also nice to pay back those people that have outlays their own money on printing, fabric, and their another costs. But they are really much thankful for our all continued support. On Saturday, 26th of October, at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone that the Tibetan doctor will visit, but we need to call Kalsan on 262-2401 for appointment, or we can send a mail to Kalsan at rv.org. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they would screen Amal Kiran, The Clear Ray. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they continue with Orville Film Festival series. This week they will bring an era of films that were screened under the Human Unity. And all films submitted were interesting. So today at 8 p.m. they will start with Sometimes I Can Fly, then Happy New Year, Feeding Cities, Skatistan, Liquid Portraits, Earth Witness, Reflection on the Times and the Timeless. And tomorrow we can see Tales from Napa, Timbuktu, A Journey Extraordinary, and on Wednesday they will screen The Suffering Grasses, Shemozi, The Beauty of Classical Language, The Hour Required from Diversity to Unity. And the mother wrote, "For a happy and effective life, the essentials are sincerity, humility, perseverance, and insatiable thirst for progress." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.